Good afternoon, Los Angeles and all of Southern California. I'm Farley Malaris, and you're listening to Astrological Metaphysical Radio, The Phenomenon of the 80s, on KFOX 93.5 FM, your talk alternative. Welcome to the two-hour expanded edition of Astrological Metaphysical Radio. Today's topic is called Transcendental Lifestyles. So we're going to talk about meditating our way through life, whether you're in trance or not. This is how actually a lot of people in the New Age and a lot of people that live in the world today can handle the stress and the trivia and the judgmentalism that exists in everyday life. It's amazing. There's a lot of petty and picky and crybaby, crabbing, complaining, irritable, critical, judgmental people. How many times I get phone calls where they say, Farley, the reason why you're not getting any mail is because of that ego of yours. You know, well, I've been here for 6 years, so I guess we got some mail to keep us on the air. So some people must not think I have an ego. I mean, I admit that I'm a Leo, and sometimes it shines through, and sometimes people will call me up and they say other things that aren't so nice. But I try to keep it together and try to stay mellow and never try to shove anything down anyone's throat, really, just offering some lifestyle alternatives. So today we're going to talk about transcendental lifestyles. I'm going to introduce this topic with a letter I got. This is the best letter I've gotten in so long. It's so cute, it's so entertaining, and it's so wonderful. When people take the time to write a letter like this that has this much energy and power in it, it doesn't matter how much negative criticism or publicity I get. These are the things that I really live for. Okay, it's right in the upper left-hand corner. It says 11 crystals in magic marker. And then it says, Yo, Farley, or Karis, or whomever processes these orders for starter packages. How you doing? All right. No, it says, how you doing? All right. I've been a member for about a month now. Thought I'd relay what I thought was a kind of a funny story. I'm married to a Leo, very conventional and set in her ways. She got just a little upset when I received my six-month starter package from you last month. I think her exact words were, that's $39 you could have paid for one of those tires we need. Well, she settled down a bit after some discussion. Then she saw the sexoscope. I had to chuckle. She grabbed for that right away and became fully engrossed in it. Well, since I initially tuned you in mid-September, I at once became addicted to your show. And since receiving my package, I've been learning all I can about astrology, both from your program and additional reading. Every once in a while, quite often actually, I come across something or you say something that really sparks that light. I get all excited and say to my wife, look at this. This stuff, astrology, is terrific. What turns me on about astrology is that it helps me to clear out all the superficial, transient garbage so that I can, with absolute clarity, focus on my, quote, mission, unquote, if you will, the truth of myself for this incarnation. You see, for quite some time, I have had very deep-rooted feelings about what I would ultimately like to do with my life. These feelings seem to be based in some fantasy land somewhere, and, quote, boy, wouldn't that be nice to live that way, unquote. Even in meditation, I would have these desires of my life mission. But still there was a nagging tinge of doubt. When I received my starter package and set out to give my chart further clarity through my own study, these old dreams and desires began to jump out at me. My God, these are no fantasy. I chose them before I ever came into this physicality. In order for me to grow into and accomplish this mission, I quite naturally chose the time, place, and environment of my birth to make it all possible. Can you tell yet that I'm stoked? But I digress. Back to my wife and her trepidation of astrology. You see, her hang-up has been that the use of astrology is recognizing a power apart from yourself, the God within, and in essence saying the planets and stars are in control, not me, not God in me. Well, she has gotten past that attitude and is beginning to see the value astrology can be to simply knowing yourself, which really ain't so simple. A few days ago, she looked over my shoulder as I was working with my chart and asked me to get hers done. For her, that is quite a turnaround. Before I write in her vital stats, I just wanted to say something else. The numerology report in your packages are almost unbelievable. I was a skeptic, actually more a non-believer of numerology until I got my report. Wow. How does that stuff work? It was right on. It, for the most part, restated what was in my chart and in some areas expanded upon it. Okay, I'll close this out. Thank you so much, Farley. I have so many things on my mind I would like to discuss with you. I've called in once or twice, even got on once, but there just isn't enough time on your show. Hope you don't mind written communication. No problem. If you get too bogged down in your fan mail, just say so on your show. I'll hear it. Keep up the good work. I love you, partner. Grace and peace are yours. Mike Scott. Can you imagine if this guy would have known that I was going to read this letter on the air in front of all these people? Then I imagine, Mike, if you're listening, that your mission is being, you know, continued here, because your philosophies are going over the airwaves. It's funny how a metaphysical radio program oftentimes will appeal to a very spiritual segment of society, extremely evolved. But other times, you know, there are some people out there that just want to get the edge. They just want to try to figure out the power and the magic behind life so they can get ahead. Totally selfish. Totally. Because this is a free country, and this is a free radio station, and a free airwaves in Southern California, so anybody can tune in. And I'd like to think we were one big, happy, humble family. Selfless and humanitarian in total. Some people don't even think I am. Some people think I'm an egomaniac. Hey, that's okay. You know, I think some other people are egomaniacs, too. Some people would have their own talk shows. So it goes around. But, you know, this is really what the basic problem on the planet is. So many people are into game playing and judgmentalism that we are raised in such a win-win ethic, you know, where we are graded from the time we are very, very small. The winners get the A's and the B's and the college tuitions taken care of for them by their families or by some kind of scholarships or whatever. And the losers, they end up being looked at and frowned upon and put down. We are one big happy family. We are one. We are united into a brotherhood of humanitarianism. Whether we want to embrace this fact or not, it's what's truth. Instead of helping our brothers and sisters out, what we do is we just run over them and leave a wake of victims. So many of us. This is not transcendental lifestyle. I know that I'm a Leo with a Scorpio moon, and there's a lot of Scorpio transits going on right now. I think I said Sun, Mercury, and also Pluto, and Moon just left, and soon Mars will be there. So there is a lot of Kundalini release going on right now, tremendous anger and frustration on this planet. And, you know, those of us that are more sensitive and more intuitive, more spiritual, more metaphysical, more supposedly evolved, have a big responsibility. Because along with great knowledge comes great power. You've probably heard that before. And also, that means that if you are an evolved person, supposedly you do have a strong spirit, then you are subject to having a dark side at the same time also come out of you that can almost seem evil. Isn't that funny? Some of the most metaphysically evolved creatures on this planet, if they get, you know, ticked off, can project one of the most negative attitudes you would ever imagine. Frightening. Scary. But that's the way so many people are raised, in this competitive flair. We're surrounded by games, and one wonders why Farley Malaris has had such an obsession with games. You know why? Because I was raised in a family with a father that's always involved in games, whether it's business, whether it's financial, whether it's sports. Now, this is a guy that spent his whole life on win-win ethic. It's like life is a gamble. You can't win unless you take a risk. And this is how I was raised. I was conditioned along these lines. So even now, I find myself sitting down and playing games. You know, and you all know, if you listen to the show, you know I play computers. I play Nintendo. I play basketball. I play football. I watch it all. It feels real good to win. But do you have any idea what it feels like when a team like the New York Giants, or last year like the Lakers, when a team loses? The emotion of winning is wonderful, and usually there is one winner and a whole bunch of losers. It's like the lotto. 5-10 million people buying tickets, and one person out of 10 million wins the big pot. What happens to the rest of them that put all their money in? They get kind of weirded out. They get kind of freaked out, and they get depressed over that. And the reason why a lot of us have stress and anxiety in the world is because we've lost so much. Either we lost the relationship or we lost the job. You know, the one thing we do want to lose, if we're big, is weight. But the other thing we don't want to lose is anywhere else in society. And how many times do you get shut down? where you either didn't get the bid in the house or you didn't get the bid in the job. You know, you lost. You go home, play Nintendo, you lose at that. You go to the video arcade, you lose that. You're in the line to go to the movies. It's sold out. Life is filled with so many negatives and so many situations of being second or third or fourth or fifth or one millionth best that the way society is set up, it's a loser's society. And there's just a very few winners. Let's take capitalism and bureaucracy. The people that run this planet, there's a very small percentage of people that control the money on this planet. I'd say about 2% of the people that have the money control the planet. The other 98% of the people are what I call, talk about a class split, lower class or in debt and approaching that. They think they own something, but really they owe to the bank so much money, it's unbelievable. As we live our lives and as we try to be happy and as we try to expand upon our natures, I, for one, am not trying to tell you how to live. What I really am, if you ever seen the statue of that thinker, that's me. A lot of times I'll sit there in that position with my chin on my fist and think. I don't have too many people oftentimes where I can go to and sit down and discuss this type of stuff because a lot of people I know like to play games. It's like whenever I call my dad or go over to his house, for example, he's always entranced in some baseball, some basketball, some football, whatever. It's like if I've ever tried to talk to him sometimes, if he's so busy involved in this competition, then I'll be sitting there going, wow, I can't get in a word edgewise. Now, my mom, on the other hand, is real different. She's not into games as much. She likes the horses and stuff, but I can sit down with her and talk to her. And that's why she's always been one of my best friends. And even though my dad's a best friend, too, he's always involved in competition. So I have both sides of my parents in me. I have a side of me, that, like my mom, that's real objective and likes to kick back and observe and learn things. And that part of me, like my dad, that likes to play the game and experience loss, which really hurts. I've been playing this one game on Nintendo called Ultima that takes about 100 hours to win. And a whole lot of hints to figure it out. It's like a big fantasy quest, sort of like a Dungeons and Dragons sort of thing, where you build a team, a warrior and two wizards and a healer, and you go throughout this big kingdom trying to seal Exodus, the evil demon, into his tomb and don't let him come out. And do you know, from this game, I noticed that I'd had like a sour stomach the last month, and I finally beat the game a few days ago, and my sour stomach went away. Couldn't figure out why I had this gassy stomach. Why was I so upset? It's because I was so bugged, because in these fantasy games, sometimes you have to save the game where you're doing the best, because you get killed later on in the day, and you can continue where you last saved it, if you understand what I mean. And you get killed so many times in that game, and you go up against so many tough monsters and dragons and devils and demons and stuff, I started taking it personal, because I don't know if you know this, but when we play the games like the kids, you know, a lot of us have children that are into these Nintendos. And I'll have to say this, that I think games for children are fun, in some ways okay, but you have to take a look at your children to see how much of losing factors they're experiencing in their lives. If they're good at games, that's one thing. But if they're playing something and they keep losing and losing and losing and suffering failure and defeat, you got to remember that that's the sort of stuff that we absorb. We absorb that negative energy. And, you know, sometimes the reason why I have pain or I ache so much, and I have a strong Capricorn factor in my chart. Let me tell you, I have no Capricorn planets, but I have Sun, Mercury, and Pluto in the 10th. Talk about intense. Capricorn is the win-win ethic. That's what it's all about. It's also Taurus is real close, money-money ethic, and Virgo is like work-work ethic. So if you have any planets in Virgo, Taurus, or Capricorn, or any planets in the 10th house like I do, or the 2nd house, which is the Taurus vibration, or the 6th house, the Virgo vibration, then your emphasis for winning and success and hard work are going to be real high. And if you don't get the rewards, and if you don't get the results, and if you don't get the win and the money and the power from your hard work, that hurts. Now, that is not transcendental lifestyle. Now, this is the topic for today. The topic today is called transcendental lifestyle. There's not a win-win ethic when it comes to spirit. It's just, the spirit is just love. It is grace. It is humility. It is mercy. It is thanksgiving. It is humanitarianism. It is oneness. It is family. If I could go up to a person, whether it's my father or my mother, or my best friends, or even a pet, and sit down to myself, and when I ask the question, what is this relationship? And if the answer to that question is, this relationship is spirit, then I'm going to say to myself, you know what? This is good. This is good. If I go up to the person and I say to myself, what is this relationship? And then the answer is, this relationship has a competitive edge to it. What do I do with this person? I bowl with them. What do we try to do? We try to win the league championship. Or what do I do with this other person? I coach with them. What do we try to do there? We try to win a football championship for the kids. It's like there are two kind of relationships. Now, there's the relationships of the spirit, and there's the relationships of power, of competition. And I think there's so much anger and so much hate in this world because so many children, especially in the ghettos, are so sick of losing that the only way they feel like they can win is to try and dominate others in a criminal fashion. That's why drugs become powerful and gangs become powerful, because this is a way for these people to build little empires and become little kings and queens. See? So our society is set up to breed a generation of people that are in a losing tone of life and allow them to manifest or create some way so they can feel what it's like to win. That's why we have burglaries, and that's why we have people out there trying to steal and take from others what they've worked so hard for. I don't answer the phone a lot of times when I'm at the astrology office. I monitor the calls, or I let Karis take care of it. Because I know that Karis has the patience to deal with people that are upset and angry because they left out their city or state of birth and because they haven't gotten their order in a month and we don't have their phone numbers and we try to get a hold of them through the mail and we can't, you know, and then we ship the orders to them and they don't get them because the postman loses it or whatever. It happens once in a while, but people get so mad. And all they have to do is say, you know what, I'll pick it up over at Westwood Mail Services. I'll save you some postage. Or leave it at K-Fox for me. Have Farley take it to the station. I mean, that's not something I do every day, of course. But I try to promote a metaphysical, spiritual attitude for this show. And when people support the show, what they're really paying for is to keep us on the air. You know, what they're really paying for is the privilege to call me up every 2-3 weeks or so and to serve as my client and to allow themselves to learn spiritually what's going on in their lives or whatever. And what I'm trying to teach people is I'm trying to teach people how to be happy and free of the shackles of pain. It's like every day I do topics, sometimes I think I'm talking to a wall. I'll be doing a topic for a half hour commercial free every show, then the first person on the line will go, how's my career? Don't even mention a word about the topic. It's like they weren't even listening. And then I'll go home and answer the phone, and I'll get a lot of arrogant, obstinate people because it's been 8 days since they sent their order in, and they haven't got their order yet. And they start yelling at me. And then they get mad at me when I yell back. Because I'm sitting there going, please call Karis tomorrow. I said, please handle this with Karis. And they're yelling at me. I said, why don't you take care of it, Farley? Karis made a point yesterday. She said something funny. She said, most mail order companies take 6 to 8 weeks to get their packages back to their clients. And we average about 7 days to 2 weeks from receipt of order. Which means if you mail your check today, you might get your order in about 7 or 10 days, sometimes quicker, depending on how busy we are. Our listeners are so stubborn that if they don't have that order in 8 days, the phone rings and they go, where's the order at? You know, and they start blasting us, and I'll be sitting there going, this is the type of audience that I'm appealing to. But you know what? I'm not trying to judge you because we are all people, and people are people. And we are raised in this society, in this culture, in this environment, in this civilization, where the conditioning is so intensely competitive, it is so win-win oriented, that if we don't act like an American patriot, an American citizen, a general, someone that's a free individual, like we deserve our rights, we want our rights, if we don't get out there and insist upon them, are we quick to judge? And I always remember a saying, judge not lest ye be judged. And I catch myself oftentimes thinking, gosh, that person has a big ego. Sometimes so do I. I'm not perfect. I'm not the symbol of angelic qualities or the highest level. And I'm not saying that I'm the perfect guru of the universe that someone calls up and yells at me. I get these anonymous letters and anonymous phone calls. They don't have the guts to confront me. It's always anonymous put downs where they'll sit there and they'll tell me what's wrong with me. Or what's wrong with my show? Or why it's wrong? You know, this show is a fine show. It's been on K-Fox since 1984. Very successful. And we might have our moments of almost going off the air, but we haven't yet. We're still there. And I know what's wrong with me, and I know what's right with me, you know. So it goes without saying for everybody, especially people with Capricorn factor. And you know what's going on right now? You know what the whole karma of the world is right now? I mean, look it. We got Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune in Capricorn with Jupiter opposed to Saturn-Neptune. So many people are being faced up to who and what they really are. Don't you see that so many people are being offered the choice of either competition in their life or transcendental lifestyles? You know what a transcendental lifestyle is? A transcendental lifestyle is, if you lose, so what? It's not the big deal to win. You know what the big deal is? It's the spirit. It's being able to live every single day like an individual lifetime, basking in the glow of love and positive energy and hope and faith that an individual has, not taking this dimension and the trivia that goes on in everyday life so personal, but just like letting it water roll off a duck's back, and meditating when you can every day, and also praying if that helps you, and using your crystals, and being spiritual, getting in touch with the higher part of yourself, being in communion with the multidimensional self, and plugging into the oneness you share with all people. You know, and letting the anger and the hate and the competition and the win-win ethic melt away. It's not important. You know, in higher realms, there is no winning and losing. There is just spirit, love. That's all there is. I think that's a song that John Lennon wrote, right? All you need is love. It's really true. It's a simple philosophy, but it's really true. And there's so much fighting going on everywhere in the world, because some people want to win and some people can't stand losing. And there's always so many more losers. Sometimes big nations have to fight huge wars for years with millions of people dying just so at the end they hope they win to give their nation something to live on. You know, the United States was like that for a long time. We won the Indian War, supposedly, World War I, World War II, Korea. Then boom, karma. Here comes Vietnam. Big slap in the face. We lost that puppy. We still haven't got over it yet. Now, people take this very personal. They don't like to lose. We had no business being there in the first place. This show is kind of like a statement today of alternatives I can offer those of you, like myself, that are going through this Capricorn Cancer Cardinal Transit. If you have Libra planets or Aries planets, bingo, you're there. Because your chart is being set off by T-squares and grand squares from the Cancer Capricorn effect right now. And just in finishing this topic up, I think one of the successes to my life is I am able to bounce back. If you come home and you turn the TV set on, and all of our TV programs are littered with this win-win ethic stuff. I mean, whether it's a war movie, an action movie, or whatever, a lot of the things that we love in this world are revenge movies, revenge books, seeing people in frightening, horrible, terrible situations, and then they survive. A lot of our lives are geared around this awesome competition, this win-win ethic. And sometimes just coming home and not turning on the TV and not turning on the Nintendo and not turning on the television set, but just relaxing and being with yourself or a pet or a friend that can talk to you about nice things, good things. Now, too many people are hooked on needing, having this obsession with constantly being entertained with win-loss syndromes. Like people that are into sports. I'm not saying being into sports is all that good sometimes. Because if you're rooting for a team like the Cubs that are always losing, that hurts. And, you know, an individual takes that personal. They do. So, you know, just remember that no matter what kind of person you are, that like me, you probably are affected by this win-win situation in society, especially right now if you have Cancer, Capricorn, Aries, and Libra planets. And just remember that Farley said, life is too short to take personal. And forget the competition. Forget the win-win. You don't have to win, you don't have to lose. All you have to do is be spiritual. And that's the answer. That's the key. And there's a good topic for you. Transcendental lifestyles. You know what? When I went on the air today, Tomas was in here, who's sitting in for Jim in the mornings, and he said, what's the topic? I said, I don't know. You tell me. 2 minutes to 12. And I wrote down this headline, Transcendental Lifestyles, and took my piece of celestite and just went ahead and did that topic for you. Sometimes that's the way my life is. When I don't resist, when I just let it flow, it just seems to come out the way it should. So I'm pleased with that topic.